In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus' final moments with his disciples are recorded as follows. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the end of the age." In the Gospel of Luke and its successor, the Acts of the Apostles, both written by Luke, we read of how Jesus, before he ascended and returned to heaven, instructed his disciples as follows. He said to them, "Wait in Jerusalem. Wait for the gift my Father has promised, which you have heard me speak about, the Holy Spirit." We might say this present period of lockdown, made necessary by the COVID-19 virus which has swept across the world, is a waiting time. Certainly time to wait on the Holy Spirit as we seek together how best to serve God and how best to proclaim the gospel, both now and when the lockdown is eventually over. It is God who by his Holy Spirit will guide us as we determine what existing work we need to consolidate, what new things we need to do, and what things we should leave behind. In 1738, the Reverend John Wesley was waiting on the Holy Spirit. He was seeking and searching after a period in his life which had witnessed first the death of his father, then a challenge to his faith, and then for the best part of 2 years, a period of missionary work in Georgia, United States, which had begun well but ended in controversy after his breaking of a relationship with a parishioner, and then on her marriage to another man, his accusation that her once zealous Christian faith had become lacking. Wesley returned to England at the end of 1737, somewhat a broken and depressed man, and entered a period of some very deep and some very serious soul-searching. He waited. He waited upon God. It is then, on the 24th of May 1738, that we read of his heartwarming experience. An experience of the grace of God. An experience at a religious meeting at Aldersgate Street in London. A few weeks later, Wesley preached a sermon on the doctrine of personal salvation by faith, which was followed by another in which he spoke in his own words of God's grace, free in all and free for all. The experience at Aldersgate Street led Wesley to embrace, for the first time in his ministry, public outdoor preaching, controversial at the time, and to speak of the importance at these gatherings of both personal faith and a social gospel. In a letter written later to a friend in 1739, Wesley wrote, "I look upon all the world as my parish. Thus far I mean that, in whatever part of it I am, I judge it meet, right, and my bounden duty to declare unto all that are willing to hear the glad tidings of salvation. By then, Wesley was already involved in the forming into religious societies of the people converted under his ministry and leadership. By his death in 1791, there were over 130,000 members of these societies. It is in these societies that the Methodist Church we know today had its beginning. Whenever I reflect upon Wesley's words, I look upon all the world as my parish. I am reminded that by God's Spirit, we are called equally to be outward looking. John Wesley was also a keen historian and scientist, and a student of both medicine and nature. So I am convinced God calls us likewise as Christian people to be involved in every aspect of this world, from the world of science to the world of nature, from the world of politics to the world of social reform, to any other world that we can think of. Christ calls us also, as he called John Wesley in 1738, and as he called the first disciples ahead of Pentecost, to proclaim the gospel, to proclaim it in all the world, a gospel at whose heart lies grace. Grace which means that no one is excluded, and that everyone can be saved and know the love of God. We too, in all these matters, must wait on the Holy Spirit to guide and to lead, to inspire and to send forth. Considering the whole world is my parish also means we cannot properly respond to the current pandemic unless we think of everyone who has been impacted by it, our neighbours, and including not least, the world's poor. So, in this season of Ascension Tide, and on this Aldersgate Sunday, let us with disciples and saints of old know that Christ is with us, for this is his word. And let us with disciples and saints of old wait on the promised Holy Spirit, and then, emboldened and equipped, reach out in love and with voice until his kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And grace truly abound in every heart, in every life, in every community, and in every corner of the world, to the glory of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.